The importance of today is to show solidarity with the French people and the French government after the appalling attacks in Paris. We're here to demonstrate that we all stand for the values of democracy, of freedom of expression, of tolerance. But there's also something else, which is that we in Britain face a very similar threat, a threat of fanatical extremism. And we have to confront that in every way we can. That means maintaining strong security, investing in our security services. It means being very vigilant, but it also means confronting the poisonous narrative of Islamist extremism wherever we find it, whether in universities or schools or our prisons or throughout our society. We'll only defeat this threat if we use all of the means at our disposal to confront and defeat it.
And can British security services learn from what's happened this week?
There's always things to learn, and it'll be very important to look at what happened in France and to think through those scenarios and other scenarios like them, how we'd respond, how well prepared we are. I'll be meeting with security intelligence chiefs on Monday morning to once again go through all of those questions and to make sure we do everything we can in order to make sure we're as well prepared as we can be to deal with this threat. It's a threat that has been with us for many years, and I believe will be with us for many more years to come. But if we make sure we have strong security, we confront the poisonous ideology of Islamist extremism, we make sure that we all play our part, then I believe we can defeat it. Because in the end, the values that we stand for, of democracy, of freedom of speech, of tolerance, these are not values that make us weak. They're values that make our societies, our economies, our countries, they're values that make us strong. And that leads us back to why we're all here in Paris today.